All Treat, No Trick by Laughlight 501, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Majid shifted the flowers from hand to hand as he walked up the stairs. A bystander might think Majid casual and boring, but Majid was nervous. Would Paolo like the flowers, or would he think they were too girly? He had picked them up on impulse, but now he was second-guessing that. Tonight was their first date, and Majid had been looking forward to it ever since Halloween. He couldn't stop thinking about the beautiful, green-eyed man and his adorable daughter. Majid didn't like to admit it. He had a reputation, after all, but he had a weakness for kids. He'd always loved taking care of Tariq, and he'd never really outgrown it. He wasn't used to being around little girls, but he had a feeling that little Italia was going to wrap him around her little finger. That didn't make Majid less nervous. He hadn't been on a date in almost 2 years. His recent past had been more focused on surviving. He'd had to escape the Netherlands, and then he'd needed to reinvent himself. Hopefully the years had made him more mature, because he had been a shit boyfriend to Tessa. He had a moment of panic as soon as he knocks. Was it a mistake, getting involved with Paolo and Italia? Majid seemed to rain destruction on everyone he cared about. Would he end up messing up their lives like he had everyone else's? Paolo opens the door before Majid can run away. Oddly enough, Paolo's visible panic settles Majid. Paolo is obviously frazzled. His hair is standing up in all directions as if he was fisting his hands in it, and his shirt is only partially buttoned up.
Majid, I'm so sorry, Paolo rushes out. My babysitter just canceled. I've been calling around trying to find someone, but I haven't found anyone yet.
Hey, hey, hey. Majid reaches out to Paolo's tight shoulders, rubbing them slightly. It's okay. If you can't find someone, maybe we can all go out together.
Are you sure?
Paolo relaxes, and Majid knows he's made the right suggestion. Yes, Majid smiles. Maybe after we eat, I can take you both to get ice cream down the street. Paolo's face breaks into a big grin.
That would be wonderful. It just so happens that Italia loves ice cream.
And what about Italia's wildly handsome father? Majid teases with a wink. It's a little adorable just how quickly Paolo flushes scarlet and his mouth opens several times. But Paolo seems unable to respond.
Majid!
Italia comes barreling into the room and tackles Majid's knees. Chuckling, Majid reaches down and scoops up the tiny girl. She perches easily on his arm, light as a mouse.
Hello, Italia, Majid says. Are you feeling better?
Italia nods happily. Papa says I can only have one piece of candy a night.
Your papa sounds really smart. Italia looks at the flowers and bats her eyelashes at Majid.
Are those for me?
He looks up at Paolo, who nods his head, smiling broadly. They sure are, Majid responds. Italia claps excitedly and clutches at the flowers. She takes a deep inhale of their scent, squealing in delight.
Come on, tesoro, Paolo says. Let's put them in water. You know, Majid said that if you are really good and eat all your dinner, he'll take us out for ice cream.
Really? She says excitedly. I love ice cream, and so does Papa.
Oh, he does he? Majid says, following Paolo into the kitchen. Does your papa have a sweet tooth? Italia nods seriously.
I caught him eating my Halloween candy.
Italia!
Paolo screeches indignantly. Majid continues laughing as he watches Paolo trim the flowers and put them in a vase, arguing and teasing his daughter the entire time. He still needs to cancel the reservations for tonight, but Majid thought that tonight would turn out to be pretty magical nonetheless.
Well, Majid, Paolo says once the flowers are arranged, wiping his hands and turning to smile at him. What kind of food would you like for dinner?
There's a pretty good pizza place down the street, Majid shrugs. Paolo grimaces a little.
I'm a bit of a snob with Italian food.
How do you feel about tapas?
Majid eyes Italia and remembers how picky Tariq was at that age. Will she eat that?
Paolo's smile gets a little brighter. They have chicken fingers that she'll be more than happy to eat.
As if on cue, Italia starts dancing around the room, singing, "Chicken fingers, chicken fingers, chicken fingers."
Do chickens have fingers? Majid teases.
Paolo giggles, and it's one of the sweetest sounds he's ever heard.
I found it better not to ask.
Dinner isn't quite the romantic affair that Majid had planned. There are vinyl tablecloths instead of candles. Instead of a romantic stroll arm in arm, they swing a giggling Italia between them as they walk. Instead of feeding Paolo bites of dessert, Majid has to hold back laughter as Italia manages to get almost as much ice cream on her face as she does in her mouth. It was the perfect date. Majid doesn't want it to end. Really, for a first date, he probably should have just dropped them off at their apartment and left, but instead he followed them in, even helping to read Italia a book after Paolo had cleaned off her face. Perhaps he should have left when Paolo changed Italia into her pajamas instead of just going to the kitchen to wait. But then he would have missed Italia bursting out to give him one last goodnight hug. It was the happiest that Majid had felt in... Honestly, he couldn't remember his heart being this light. And then the blushing, beautiful Paolo steps out of the bedroom, carefully shutting the door behind him, and Majid has an entirely different feeling bubbling up in his chest. Paolo was ridiculously beautiful. His eyes were hard to describe. They seemed to change from green to blue to gray based on his mood. And when Paolo smiled, he radiated kindness and warmth. "Is she asleep?" Majid whispers. Paolo pauses before bobbing his head in a questioning movement.
"She's about half asleep, but she's pretty tired. She had a very exciting evening."
Majid's body begins to tingle as Paolo shyly steps forward.
"I'm glad. I had a good evening, too," Majid murmurs, body starting to heat as he looked at Paolo's broad shoulders and thick thighs.
"Thank you for being so wonderful tonight," Paolo whispers as he reaches Majid. He tentatively reaches up and places his hands on Majid's chest. Majid's hand reaches up to grasp Paolo's hips, thumbs dipping under his shirt to stroke warm, soft skin.
"Can I kiss you, Majid?"
Majid doesn't bother to answer. His fingers dig in and yank Paolo hard against him. Their mouths meet in a tangle of teeth, lips, and tongues. Paolo whimpers a little when their lips first meet, but then he's moaning and wrapping his arms around Majid's neck. Paolo groans loudly when Majid's wandering hands find purchase on his plush ass and squeeze, grinding their hard erections together. The loud noise makes Majid freeze, and he looks toward Italia's door in horror. He had almost forgotten that they weren't the only two people in the world, let alone the apartment. Paolo follows his gaze, chewing his lip when he looks at his daughter's door. His shy smile returns, and he grabs Majid's hand, pulling him to the other side of the apartment and through the other bedroom door. He grabs Paolo again, reaching under his shirt and gliding his hands upward until he can yank the cloth from Paolo's head. Paolo is blushing, but then he pulls Paolo into his arms again and tucks his face against Paolo's neck. Majid starts to rub his beard against Paolo's neck until the Italian is moaning again and digging his fingers into Majid's back.
"You taste so good," Majid mumbles, running a tongue up Paolo's neck while he shoves his hand down the back of Paolo's pants.
"Oh," Paolo moans and arches into his touch.
"Cazzo, Majid," he mumbles, a little awestruck.
He slips his hand under Paolo's boxers and starts teasing around his entrance right as he thrusts his tongue back into Paolo's mouth. Paolo is moaning shamelessly. He grinds against Majid until they're both painfully hard. Distantly, Majid remembers that he wanted to take tonight slow, but Paolo has a special effect on him. He pulls his hands from Paolo's pants and shoves him onto the bed. Paolo bounces a little, but props himself up to look at Majid. He gives Paolo a little wink before he reaches over his head to pull off his shirt.
Paolo's eyes get a little wide when he sees Majid's toned chest, and suddenly all the hours that Majid spends in the gym are worth it.
"You don't even look real," Paolo murmurs, eyes still wide. "Do you even eat?"
Majid grins widely. He keeps Paolo's gaze while his fingers undo his jeans and shrug them down.
"I eat a lot," Majid answers. "I just happen to work at a gym."
"Can you turn off those lights?" Paolo asks, staring at Majid in nothing but his briefs. "I'm feeling a little out of shape next to you." Majid raises one eyebrow and moves forward again. He covers Paolo with his body and starts nibbling against his chest. "But then I wouldn't get to see your pretty skin get red with my kisses." He takes one nipple into his mouth while he undoes the button of Paolo's jeans. "I won't get to see what color your eyes turn when you come." He starts kissing down Paolo's belly and pulls his jeans down. "Plus, you have just about the best ass I've ever seen. I've been really looking forward to seeing it naked." This makes Paolo giggle and groan.
"You are ridiculous."
Majid sends Paolo another grin and yanks his jeans off the rest of the way.
"I think you need a little ridiculous in your life," Majid adds as he crawls back up Paolo's body.
Paolo still looks nervous, blushing and biting his lip, but he's smiling when Majid lays his body over his. Paolo reaches up and cradles Majid's face in his hand. It's the sweetest gesture, tender and familiar at the same time. Turning his head, Majid places a kiss on Paolo's wrist and starts nibbling his way down his arm. He takes his free hand and starts dragging it across Paolo's belly until it reaches his clothed cock. The moan that Paolo releases is downright pornographic when Majid starts to stroke him.
"Shh, Shatya," Majid says with a smile. "You'll wake Italia."
Paolo groans in frustration, but it's a quiet groan, and Paolo is smiling when he looks at him. He looks so pretty, and Majid can't help but surge forward and crush their lips together. He swallows each of Paolo's breathy moans as he grinds their hard cocks together until the front of his briefs is damp with his pre-cum.
"Paolo, do you have supplies?" Majid gasps, barely parting their lips to get the words out.
"A condom? Lube?"
Yes, Paolo mumbles.
It takes a few seconds for Majid's words to catch up with his brain, but then that sweet blush is back.
"I have them hidden," he answers, "in my bathroom. I should probably clean up, too."
Majid grins and places a kiss right on the tip of Paolo's distinctive nose.
"Do you need help?"
Paolo shakes his head and pushes on Majid's shoulders.
"I'll be right back."
"I'll be right here," Majid answers to Paolo's departing form, waiting impatiently. Paolo sends him one more shy smile before slipping into the ensuite. Alone, Majid surveys the room a little more. Italia's bedroom and the rest of the apartment had been lovingly decorated. But Paolo hadn't put the same care into his own bedroom. It was stark and gray, a telling contrast that showed just how much Paolo prioritized his daughter over himself. Majid was looking forward to making Paolo be a little selfish tonight. He was looking forward to driving all thoughts from Paolo's brain until he was screaming in pleasure. Well, maybe not screaming. The whole keeping quiet thing added a little extra challenge to the evening, but Majid wasn't deterred. Although when Paolo slipped into the room, clutching a towel around his waist and holding a little box and tube, Majid thought that maybe the issue would be for him to keep quiet. Right now, he wanted to howl at the moon like a wolf in heat. Paolo turns off the lights. He'd have to do something about this man's self-esteem. But Majid can see him well enough in the dim moonlight. He sits on the edge of the bed and reaches out a hand to beckon Paolo closer. As soon as Paolo is close enough, Majid grabs onto his hips and starts to kiss over the edge of the towel. Paolo smelled citrusy from his shower, and Majid couldn't hold back his groan. Paolo's fingers find their way to Majid's short curls just in time for Majid to unwrap the towel to reveal his prize. Paolo is half hard, cock thickening quickly, So Majid starts to kiss down his happy trail while his hand caresses the shallow dip of Paolo's hip. "You're so beautiful," he murmurs, dragging a fingertip down the crease of Paolo's hip. "Tell me, do you taste as sweet as you look?" Paolo chuckles low. "I'm guessing a little salty." His chuckle switches to a low moan when Majid starts licking around the base of his cock. Majid teases him while he slicks up his fingers with the lube that Paolo had brought from the bathroom. He reaches between Paolo's legs to rub against his entrance, and Paolo's fingers tighten in his hair. "Cazzo, Majid," he moans. Paolo's hole is already loose and slick, so Majid looks up with a flirty grin. "Shatya, did you think about me while you were getting yourself nice and loose for me?" Paolo groans when Majid's fingers slip inside, but he bites his lip to muffle the sound. "I was more focused on trying to get ready quickly," Paolo gasps as Majid's fingers thrust in and out of him. "Ah, is someone feeling impatient?" Majid teases. Paolo's cock is no longer half hard. It's hard and leaking, making it easy for Majid to dip down and slip his mouth over it. He slides his head back and forth in time with his fingers sliding in and out of him. He's taking his time, relishing Paolo's whispered whimpers as he teases him. The salty pre-cum tastes like ambrosia to Majid, almost as lovely as the impatient nails digging into his curls or the whispered Italian rolling off Paolo's tongue. But then Paolo's fingers tighten in his hair and pull him off his cock. When Majid looks up, Paolo looks wrecked. His lip is swollen from trying to bite back his sexy noises and is hanging open while he pants. Even in the dim light, he can see the hazy, lusty way that Paolo is staring at him. "I'm a single father," Paolo purrs. He pushes on Majid's shoulders until Majid scoots back. Climbing onto Majid's hips, he grabs a condom and tears it open with his teeth. "I never date. I don't go out." Paolo starts stroking Majid's cock and slowly rolls the rubber onto him. "If you tease me any longer, I might just explode." The impatient glint in Paolo's eye is invigorating. Majid squeezes Paolo's hip and enjoys the show. Paolo was normally so anxious and self-conscious, but not now. Right now, Paolo was glorious. His skin sparkled with sweat in the moonlight as he arches up and sinks onto Majid's cock. It was Majid's turn to bite back a groan. Even through the rubber, the squeeze of Paolo's channel around his dick was incredible. Even better was the relieved sigh that Paolo released as he impaled himself onto Majid. "Cazzo, Majid," Paolo pants once he's fully seated. "Worth waiting for?" Majid asks with a wink. Paolo's eyes open, and he smiles down at Majid. "Worth making you hurry up." Paolo arches up and starts to ride him. He moves with a grace that Majid has never seen before. Normally, Paolo was anything but graceful. He moved with efficiency, a busy single father with a million things to do. But now Paolo took his time. He flexes muscular thighs to slide up and down Majid's cock at a teasing pace. "You look beautiful," Majid murmurs, captivated by Paolo's stunning eyes, creamy skin, alluring smile. A blush breaks over Paolo's cheeks and he leans over. Instead of aiming for Majid's lips, Paolo places a kiss on Majid's chest just above his tattoo. It messes up Paolo's graceful rhythm, but Paolo's lips light a fire in Majid's veins as his kisses travel higher. Majid can't take it any longer. He digs fingers into Paolo's hair and yanks until those lips are where he wants them to be. He plants his feet and begins to thrust his tongue into Paolo's mouth while his hips piston upwards. Paolo moans against his hips, but it's not enough. He wants Paolo to hold back screams. Majid rules them, so Paolo is sprawled out like an angel on the sheets. This close together, Paolo's eyes are practically glowing. "I'm sorry, Shatya," Majid says with a smile, "but I believed you asked that I not tease you any longer." Paolo's retort is cut off when Majid pulls out to thrust back into him. Majid moves slowly, but he's found the right angle. Paolo's seafoam eyes roll back in his head, and he starts to moan while Majid thrusts into him over and over. He can feel his orgasm building at the base of his spine, but he wants to see Paolo. He wants to see that pure moment of ecstasy etched on Paolo's face. He wants to watch those beautiful eyes go unfocused with pleasure. "Look at me," Majid urges, reaching out with one hand to cradle Paolo's perfect cheek. His other hand clutches against Paolo's hip, holding it so he can thrust harder and faster. Paolo's eyes latch onto Majid's while his long legs wrap around his waist. Paolo cries out when he comes, so Majid rushes forward, swallowing the sound with a rough kiss. Paolo's fingers dig into Majid's back, and his legs almost squeeze the air out of Majid. But it's the pulsing of Paolo's channel around his cock that sends Majid over the edge. He thrusts into Paolo and holds the man close while he rides through the waves of heaven. He could blame the earth-shattering orgasm on his dry spell. He could pretend that the stars that burst behind his eyes were just because it had been so long since he'd found anyone he could enjoy this way. Majid doesn't even bother to lie to himself. Propping himself up on one arm, he brushes damp hair away from Paolo's sweaty brow and smiles down at the beautiful man. The truth was, he was already gone over this sweet man. Speaking of, Paolo reaches up to pat his face. "Good job." "Good job?" Majid bursts out laughing. "Oh, you're so welcome." "Sorry, I think you've fucked all the brain cells out of me," Paolo giggles, covering his face in embarrassment. "I'll take that as a compliment," Majid chuckles, pulling out to clean up. "When does Italia normally wake up?" Paolo hums distractedly, still looking at Majid's naked body. "Around 7. "I'll set an alarm," Majid offers. Climbing back onto the bed, he starts cleaning off Paolo's belly. Probably don't want to explain sleepovers to her just yet. Paolo chuckles and looks up at him. "No, probably not." Majid tosses the cloth away and pulls Paolo into his arms. "I'd like to take you out for another date," he murmurs. "I had a lot of fun tonight. And I'm not just talking about what we just did." "Maybe we'll even make it to the restaurant," Paolo responds. He makes a happy little humming noise and snuggles in closer. "I'm really glad my daughter threw up on you." Majid bursts into laughter and wraps his arms around the man a little tighter. "I'm glad, too," Majid finally responds when his laughter subsides. "How else would I have convinced the handsome father and the adorable princess to come into my apartment?" Paolo props himself up and smiles down at him. "I think you could have convinced me pretty easily, but I'm still glad. It makes for a lovely story for us to tell." The many wounds on Majid's heart from a lifetime of betrayals, loss, and cruel words start to knit together from Paolo's kind words. Majid was looking forward to many years together, recounting the story of how they had met. He may have had to throw out his favorite pair of sweatpants, but he'd gained a handsome prince and an enchanting princess. The end.